Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Share the Truth, the last segment of Truth Talk with Stu Epperson. Each week, we'll challenge you to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ. ShareTheTruthNow.com is up and ready for you to share your own Jesus story. That's ShareTheTruthNow.com. And order Share the Truth cards. That's ShareTheTruthNow.com. Here's your host, Stu Epperson, with special co-host Jesse Connors, a man passionate about spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth. It's time to share the truth.
97.7, a little bit of heaven on 97.7. Now, gang, Jesse's going to call in, Uncle Jesse. So be standing by. I texted him the number. I gave him the backdoor number. You folks are going to hear something for the first time on the radio that there are people in my inner circle, people that I am very close with, don't even know about this yet. It is unbelievable, and it is all of God right here, right near now. And let me just tell you something. Revival. We are about to bring Asbury, Kentucky into this studio right now. We're going to bring it in. Don't play the intro yet because we're going to wait till Jesse calls in. He's going to be completely shocked. The man that's calling in right now has been working on this for a long time, and we're texting back and forth to try to get him the backdoor number, which no one has unless you're a special guest of Truth Talk or the Steve Noble Show on the Truth Network. Thank you to all the affiliates. Oh, Jesse's on. Is he on? Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong computer. We're going to have so much fun. This guy right here, Jesse. What's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
Almost don't want to interrupt you.
Hey, I was on a roll there. I'm looking at this screen. Y'all are my witnesses in there. Our awesome team, you know, Carmen, who's an amazing program director. And then we've got Morgan and Grayson in there. I mean, Jesse, we have to bring the whole staff in the studio when Jesse Connors is on the air. You are that high level. Okay, now you're no Randy Shepherd, our last guest, who's on fire for Christ with Crossfire Ministries. He is sharing the gospel everywhere. You two are going to meet, and like it's going to be an all-night conversation. That's just because both of you guys love Jesus. But Randy just got in his car to head to share the gospel at the wake at the UNC-Duke game with Al Wood, and he's so excited about that. And so I hope I'm allowed to say that. But he's going to – you'll see posts on his social media – of him sharing Christ with someone, an usher or someone he's sitting with or a celebrity. I mean, he sees a celebrity. He doesn't fanboy the celebrity. He says, hey, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. Hey, I want to tell you about what he did for you. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's really what matters because, you know, like, okay, I got their autograph. So what? If they die without Christ and you have a few minutes to share the Lord with them. So Jesse Connors, you are with this amazing ministry, truelife.org. You and I have put together this collaboration that is going to be earth-shattering, and we want to bring the Asbury Revival right into the home of everyone listening, and you are going to tell us how right now. Give us just lay it on us, brother, and then I've got a little surprise for you coming up in a second. Carmen, do we have it in the hotkeys? Okay, don't play it yet, but Jesse, go ahead. Just give us a little sneak peek of what's coming up with truelife.org and share the truth.
All right, well, I want to say hello to all my brothers and sisters listening. I want to tell you that I love you and that now is the time to move. And I'll explain how. Stu and I have known each other for about 15 years. We've loved being around each other. We fuel each other. He loves the Lord so much. I do too. We never actually saw how God was going to put us together. But we really believe that we are becoming an answer to prayer that you would actually see as a result of the prayers that you've been asking God to answer. That's the revival prayer, right? Who hasn't been praying for that? So we've definitely been feeling that prayer, and there's so much happening, it's hard to even put it in words, but I'll do my best. When I was a young boy, I was speaking in front of around 50,000. Well, I say young boy, I'm older now, but I was 23 years old, and I was speaking in front of around 50,000 people at Creation Fest in Agape Farms, the big Christian music festival. I was promoting Liberty University. Jerry Falwell Sr. helped me with the script. And so I was wondering what to do with my life. Like, I knew I loved Jesus, and at that moment, after I got done speaking, promoting Liberty, my heart just sank. I knew that people were on this mountaintop experience, and they go home and they'd be asked questions they didn't know the answers to, and they would lose their faith and they would lose their excitement. And at that moment, God told me to just make a website that would answer life's hard questions for people. And through a very long and arduous journey, we've created a website that becomes all things to all people. It's called truelife.org. And these are not just articles, but special made video content for atheists, for Mormons, for Jehovah's Witnesses, for Muslims, etc. And actually, at the end of the video, you learn the people talking to you are actually converted from that worldview. Think about it. If you're a Mormon, what's the person you would want to talk to, right? Who's the person you want to talk to would be a Mormon, a former one, right, to help you come to know Christ. Well, we use that paradigm in all of our video content. That's on truelife.org. You can see it, but actually, I don't want you to go there. I don't want you to go there yet, because we're gonna merge this into what Stu and I created here, with a collection of so many other people, and we'll give you a window into that as well.
Well, so, there's a statistic. There's a statistic that's heartbreaking. We only have a couple minutes for the break. When we come out of this break, I'm going to play something Jesse has never heard. It's going to give you chill bumps. It'll bless your socks off.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's connected. Hit the statistic real quick before the break. Listen to this, folks. This will break your heart.
Yep. Okay. So here it is. A Lifeway research statistic. It came out last year. It says that 73% of unbelievers are willing to talk to a stranger about Jesus, but less than 1% of Christians are willing to talk to a stranger. And that's in light of what Jesus told us to do. He told us to be his disciples. Well, Jesus talked to Zacchaeus, the disciples, the woman at the well. He told us to go two by two, and it was all to strangers' home.
Wow.
We can't say we're being discipled if we're not talking to strangers. We're not being discipled well, and Satan had a plan for that, and we're about to break out of that.
That is something. And this is the whole point of this, and the whole point, you're like, revival, Stu. What does this have to do with revival? Well, when someone, Jesse Connors of TrueLife.org and of ShareTheTruthNow.com, that's the first time I've said that website over the air yet.
Wow.
You're going to hear it
Praise God, friends.
We're going to hear it. You know, there's something, there are a lot of my friends in ministry that say, until everyone hears. You've said that before, Jesse. I've said it before. But guess what I'm going to start? I'm going to start a new slogan that says, until every believer shares. So
yes,
I'm going to make my dying passion, my living passion, to mobilize every Christian in my path, in my wake, on the radio, everywhere, to share the gospel. Everyone listening right now, we want to mobilize you. I am only telling you this because someone mobilized me. Someone mobilized a young man named Jesse Connors years ago. Now he's shared Christ and the gospel all over the world to millions of people, and he's about to triple that. And we're all going to do that through ShareTheTruthNow.com until every believer shares. And Jesse, when we come back, we're going to talk about this brand new show that's come out of your vision for this, and how every person is going to create their own video, upload it, and hand a card that's going to transform the life of the auto mechanic that they're talking to, their neighbor, or their waiter or waitress. When's the last time you shared the gospel, shared a gospel track with someone, told someone about how they could come to know the Lord as their Savior? This is something that is not an option. It's not the great suggestion. It's the great commission. I'm Stu Epperson, in for my buddy Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. I've got a special guest with me who is passionate. He has made it his life's mission to share Jesus with everyone he can. He started a ministry called TrueLife.org. If you go to that site, you can make your own Jesus story. It's real simple. Jesse Connors, you're with us. It's as easy as holding your phone in selfie mode and telling your videotaping yourself, telling what Jesus did in your life. You upload it, and next thing you know, you have a QR code, and everywhere you go, you can order a card with that QR code, and you are now sharing the truth. Jesse, did I oversimplify it? Talk to me.
Yes. So basically, you did pretty good. You also get a link that you hand. Sorry, there's a little bit of feedback for me. So let me just say this carefully. There's a link that you get after you share your Jesus story that you can share on social media. It's like your own evangelism website, your own testimony website. It's actually an incredible way to share your faith. But now, this might freak a lot of people out because they're not used to thinking about sharing their faith. I mean, especially with that last statistic, you know, Jesus taught us to go talk to strangers. And, you know, how often do we hear that in sermons? And it's all over his ministry. And in fact, I don't think there's one time that we see a big relationship form before Jesus tells them about himself. So, and the disciples are trained to do the same thing, just to go straight into it. So we have to remember that we will receive power, Acts 1:8 tells us. When we receive power from the Holy Spirit, then we'll be able to be his witnesses. Mm. It's not on our power. It's on Christ's power. So don't feel like you're not capable. You are capable with Christ. Of course, you're not capable without him. So, and also, I don't know when the last time our listeners, I'll just say it directly. I'm going to say it to you because you're listening right now, not to you, Stu, to the other of you. If you have not led someone to the Lord, you don't know what it's like yet. Their face lights up. You see the Holy Spirit come in. There's tears. There's joy. There's euphoria in your spirit. You feel the angels in heaven dancing. You realize that you were just used by God, that you're the hands and feet and the mouthpiece of Christ, because 2 Corinthians 4:7 says that we have a treasure in our earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God, not of us. That means that in our bodies, we have the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit work through us, so we're God's hands and feet and mouthpiece.
Wow.
That is how we're supposed to live.
Yeah, if you think it's exciting, if you think it's exciting to be, if you think it's exciting to be in the maternity ward when the baby's born, those of you who are parents, that just amazing euphoria that sweeps through there, the excitement, the balloons, the celebration, we have a new baby, the announcements, everyone's there celebrating, cheering. Imagine being there when a child of God is born. And think about everyone, go back to your born-again experience and how amazing that was. And very likely, you're looking up at someone that's preached that just invited you to receive Christ, or you're looking out at someone who is walking you through the steps to become to know Christ, steps to faith in Christ, trusting him and him alone, and praying the sinner's prayer and receiving the gift of salvation, and you have been born again. And that person, you are now eternally grateful for. You know, just like Peter's eternally grateful for Andrew, his brother, who we don't hear much about, for bringing Peter to Jesus. So who brought you to Christ? Who are you bringing to Christ? And so, Jesse, we are going to make it so easy.
And one more question.
We're going to make it so easy for people to do this. Yeah. It's unbelievable. We've got to get to that part, but go real quick with your point.
I'm going to say, yeah, here it is. The other point I wanted to make, and thanks to you for this, it's so important, is how many times did it take you to come to know Christ?
Mm.
Remember, rejections are part of the salvation story.
That's
Don't
right.
be afraid of rejection. God wants them to happen. It all culminates normally into a salvation story. I don't have time to share a bunch, but I got pulled over by a cop, and he asked me what I was doing. I said I was praying. I was speeding, and I was on my way to Liberty as a student back then. And he said, "What are you praying for?" I'm like, "Did I get you okay in my finals? How do you know that God will hear you, like, when you do that?" And so I told him the answers, and you can find the answers on truelife.org. He ended up accepting Christ, and I asked him, so how did this happen? Like, I didn't get a ticket either, but he told me that other people in his life...
But he got his ticket. He punched his ticket to heaven.
That's right. Amen. So now, going back into you guys that are listening, you know, you guys listen to a lot of great programming on the Truth Network, but you don't have the chance to really get the tools in your hand to use. You know, on sharethetruthnow.com, we have so many treasures, and one of the brainchilds of your very own Stu Epperson was this card. Go ahead and talk about the card,
Well,
Stu.
The card, it gets me so excited, and you've got some shipping to me, I believe. How long do we have in this segment before we got to go to a break, gang? I mean, I'm looking in at our awesome team, Morgan, Grace, and Carmen. We have 5 minutes. Okay, we have plenty of time. The segment's only, what, 30 seconds, a little intro. So Jesse and I are launching at the end of my Abduish National show called Truth Talk with Stu Epperson. I do segment after segment. I interview missionaries. I interview from people from all over the world. I've interviewed Mike Huckabee. I've interviewed all kinds of folks. I've interviewed Steve Noble. Of course, Jesse, Randy Shepherd, who we had on earlier. And so the last bit of the show has been my teaching through books of the Bible called Experience Truth. We're changing that. The last 13 minutes of Truth Talk, we're rebranding the end of the show, and it's called Share the Truth. And the co-host is Jesse Connors.
Stu Epperson, Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.